So you really want me to do it? You really want me to... No, babe. No, I'm not judging you. It's just... I just don't get it. No, shut up. I want to make you happy. I'm doing it. What is it with you and the Valley Girl stuff, man? Nothing. I was saying nothing. I'm not a brat. You're a brat. Okay. I'll do it. I'll be good. Okay, leave the bedroom for a bit and then come back. I gotta get in character. Yeah, whatever. You're the one that requested this little performance, mister. So how about you stop acting all high and mighty, huh? Oh, get out. Oh my god, hi. I'm Brad. So nice to meet you. I'm sorry if this is like a little bit forward, but where are you from? Wow, I've always wanted to go there. That's like crazy. Yeah, like all the guys from there are like super hot. Oh my god, how did you guess I'm American? You're like a crazy smart, holy shit. So, do you meet a lot of American girls? Well, I'm not really American. Yeah, I'm actually from California, so I'm like a Californian, but like, I still totally celebrate the 4th of July and all that, so I think it counts. You're like really hot. The way you're towering over me. Fuck, how tall are you? Wow, I don't know what a centimeter is, but that sounds like a lot. And you clearly work out. Do you ever go hiking? I love hiking. Oh, sir, why are your hands on my hips? Oh, it's a culture thing. Oh, yeah, that makes total sense. I kind of like being this close to you. You're like super jet, like, wow. So, not to be direct or anything, but have you ever been with an American girl before? Would you like to, handsome? Yeah, that's what I thought. Get on the bed. So, I have a question. Do women in your country never get to be on top? Well, because cowgirls are American, so how could they fucking cowgirl if they don't have those over there? Wait! So you guys don't speak American? I can do this, I swear. Stop laughing, because when you laugh, I laugh. You have a really infectious laugh. You're too cute. Stop it now. I was doing so well, too. Okay, I didn't have to play up the clueless American stereotype, but it was too funny not to. Okay, fine. No more America fuck yes silliness. No, I promise. I swear I'll be so good. Come on. It was actually kind of... nothing. Shut up! You were the one requesting this. Obviously, I'm not into it. I'm obviously only doing it to please you. Don't call me silly. Up. it's really, really overwhelming when your hands are on my hips and I'm like literally sitting on top of your bulge. Like, you, can you let me think, jeez? No, shut up. I don't need to think. I'm not just a brainless ditzy fuck toy. Shut up, shut up, shut up! No, I didn't like doing the valet girl voice. I don't like being stupid for you. No, I don't like being honest. I don't like it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I have too many weaknesses for you to exploit already. It's unfair. It's unfair. I'm not being a brat. Okay, but if I'm honest with you, will you promise to be nice? And, like, give me lots and lots of praise? I need to hear from you. I need to hear that I'm doing a good job. What sound? I didn't make a sound. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm literally not even doing anything. Yeah, what if I, like, kinda love doing the voice and feeling all stupid and stuff? I love the thought of me being, like, a total ditzy airhead and you just wanting to fuck the shit out of me because I'm so pretty. Yeah, being stupid and empty-headed for you is actually, like, lots of fun. So, would you wanna fuck me stupid on your big fat cock? Yes, fuck, take it off. Oh, I love the way you're, like, guiding me onto your dick with your hands on my hips. Like, I'm too much of a stupid little bimbo to do it myself. Oh, God, yes. Oh, babe, bouncy on your fucking cock. Oh, it, like, literally feels amazing. Ah, my pretty perfect valley girl pussy is gonna soak your dick. You're making my hair bounce from how hard you're fucking me. Oh my god, I must look like so hot right now. You're so strong, guys. My pussy is so wet. Fuck me, stupid babe. I just want to be, like, your ditzy, pretty fuck bunny. Just bounce, bounce, bouncing until I get a big, sticky load straight up into my little pussy. It's so fun to be your stupid, bouncy gum rag. Greens are for boys, anyways. Girls should just be pretty and fuckable, like me. Oh my goodness. Oh, yes, you can. Like, come at me whenever you want. Come is, like, literally the best thing ever. Maybe except for, like, Bubba. Bubba. Yeah, baby, I'm just your stupid valley girl slut. I'm just your stupid little cum bunny. Just a pretty little cum dumpster with a cute ditzy accent and a cute ditzy voice here to make you shoot a big load into my pussy. Are you gonna do it? Are you, like, gonna fill me up? Because that would be totally hot. You can, like, totally use me to get off, so I'm good for. Yeah, baby, come deep inside of this pretty valley girl pussy. Oh, yes, that's it's so hot. Oh, holy shit. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. Oh my god. Oh my god. What the hell? I didn't expect to come. That was wow. It was like totally unexpectedly super hot when you grabbed my hips nice and tight and just bounced me on your dick like a fleshlight. Okay, I'll stop. I'll stop, I promise. I really didn't think I'd come, but all of a sudden I just... something clicked, I guess. Yes, the bimbification process was complete, and I am now your brainless ditzy fuck slave. Ooh, master, please give me my cum. Hey, bimbos can be zombies. Don't limit my career options like that. How dare you? So, that was kind of fun, right? Oh my god, yes, after I stopped doing the whole ditzy clueless American act. Okay, I get it. I'm sorry. I was trying something, okay? But like, I kinda love doing the voice. Wait, no, I wasn't even trying to do it that time. Fuck, you're actually turning me into a belly girl. I hate you. Well, at least I know I'll be able to make your dick hard with every word I say. Cabbage, Great Pacific Cabbage Patch, Meteorology. That one is like extra fancy. I can't believe I just get to like study meteors all day. That's so cool. Oh my god, dude, get it together. Because why are you hard again? Really? You really want to have sex knowing that your hard-on resulted from meteorology? You're okay with that fact? Alright, fuck it, let's do it.
I like said it was stupid, but like, cock is cock, and I love cock, so yeah, I like totally want to have sex again.